This is Dr. Zawadik taking a follow-up consultation on Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-A-L, R-A-C-H-E-A-L, Bert, B-E-R-T. Her date of birth is December 19, 2000. New paragraph. Patient seen for Dr. Barton. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This patient comes here for follow-up. Her symptoms are an episode of nausea and vomiting a few days ago, and the vomitus was dark, and she also had similar drainage from the nose, and so she is here worried about any issues with her history of factor 5 Leiden mutation. New paragraph. Past medical history. Patient has been fairly healthy. She has factor 5 Leiden mutation. However, she does not have any problem with that defect at present. The patient has heavy menstruation and she bleeds for 4 or 5 days. Family history is positive for sister passing away from pulmonary embolism and family history of factor 5 mutation. Physical exam, this is very pleasant, 22-year-old female. She is 5 feet 8 inch tall, weighing 185, blood pressure 127 over 83. She is normocephalic, IC, NT, and remarkable lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of recent nausea, vomiting, and dark vomitus. Diagnosis 2, history of factor 5 Leiden mutation. New paragraph. Recommendations. At this point, it appears that the episode she had may not be related to her factor 5 Leiden deficiency. It could have been gastritis. Nonetheless, we'll check CBC, CMP, PT, PTT, and INR. She was reassured as far as her factor 5 mutation. Usually it causes blood clots. Nonetheless, it is nice pickup that she could have something related to factor 5 mutation as well. Thank you. Once the lab is back, we will send you a copy. And thank you for your continued support. This is a consultation report on Rachel Burt. A copy of this may be sent to Dr. Barton. Thank you.